Prophetic Prayer Partnership. And guess what? It is our first prophetic prayer partnership of the new year 2025. Let me take a moment to wish all of my prayer partners a happy new year. It is such a delight to connect with you. It is such a joy to have you as a prayer partner coming into a new year. Here's our challenge. Let's make this year a greater year than we have ever seen in previous years. Not only that, let's be intentional about increasing our prayer partnership. We want to invite as many as we can to be a part of our prayer partnership, for I believe that prayer works wonders for the soul of any man, woman, boy, or girl. When we settle in to pray, when we get into a space with an intentionality to meet God, the miraculous happens. So again, here's to another year. Let's continue to make this commitment to our Monday nights, making sure that we are in place to pray, to seek God, and to hear from the Lord. As we're starting off in this new year, I want to share with you how special it is to have fresh perspective for a new time. For a new time. This is a new time that you are entering into, and I challenge you to embrace fresh perspective. This month, for the month of January, our impartation focus is going to be look up. I want you to say those words to yourselves. Those two words are going to be indicative as it sets a tone and a pace for the rest of this year. Look up. Say those two words again to yourself, will you? Look up. Those of you that are on the Zoom, those of you that are on the conference line, look up. That's what we're going to be dealing with. This is exactly what we're going to be talking about this month. You know, as I've been saying and stating in our services, so many things have been transpiring around us in the world. And as I've been sharing, it's been even hitting a lot closer to home than we would really care to have. And things have really just been uniting in, and seems like the walls are collapsing, and we are suffocating beneath the pressure of life's variables. Things are happening not only in the world outside of our scope, but it is also happening within within the confines of our safety. We are watching our own families be attacked, and even we ourselves are going through different challenges. These are some troublesome times. If the truth be told, enough is happening that would cause our spirits to be downtrodden, to really feel hopeless, helpless, absolutely suffocating beneath all that is transpiring. It just looks like there's no way we're going to emerge, or there's no way we're going to overcome, or there's no way we're going to proceed beyond the barriers of this cell, this incarceration, this place of confinement. But I want you to understand that there is a responsibility to every believer. There is a responsibility that comes even to every human being. But unfortunately, humanity is not able to lock into hope beyond what their faith will permit them to grab a hold to. That's why there are so many people who try to numb how they feel by taking on activities that really bring them into a delirious state or even a delusional state. They take on activities that numb the trauma. Not dealing with it, not confronting it, not attacking it or going at it in a healthy perspective. We just do what we can to numb the pain of what is going on now. So many things are being embraced in this hour, even by saints. And it's not giving us hope. It's just giving us temporary relief from a pain that still exists, from a pain that is even persistent, that when the high is over, the pain is even more severe. I want to share with you that there is a remedy of dealing with life's variables. There's a remedy of dealing with being overwhelmed. There's a remedy of feeling helpless. There's a remedy of feeling hopeless, and that is God. That is a decision to turn yourself to God and to lock in to His promises. I want to share with you that I do acknowledge and I do know and understand that that is easier said than done, especially when we are surrounded by so many complaints, so much heaviness. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care how strong you are, when you are surrounded by heaviness, heaviness becomes your portion. Sometimes you can see so many things transpiring around you, or even if it's going on to you, and you become so overwhelmed with gloom because everything is grim. It affects your mental, it affects your emotional, and it affects your spiritual, and eventually it begins to affect your physical. But just feel so down, feel so depressed, feel so just undone. We're just done, just over it. And it can grieve your spirit. It can vex your spirit. If you're not careful, reading how people think and listening to how people feel nonstop all the time, it affects how you deal with your life and deal with the decisions that you have to make. And that furthers our helplessness. That furthers our hopelessness. Well, the psalmist begins to share this with us even in the 42nd Psalm. The psalmist begins to share with us that there are times when the believer, the child of God, is absolutely overwhelmed and will feel depressed and will feel that they absolutely have no future, no hope, no help. When is this going to end? When is this going to be over? The psalmist, there at verse number 42, talks about a longing for God. Says that as the deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. And I need you to hear me, that this is not coming from a space of worship or adoration. This is a desperation for help. This is a desperation for hope. When that deer is longing for the streams of water, it is because the deer is out of breath. The deer is dehydrated. The deer is on the verge of passing out. The deer cannot continue. Its sustainability has been depleted. The deer has not much left. So oftentimes when we hear this song, this psalm, this song, it's sung in such a beautiful melody. And it's actually one of the worship songs that I love to hear myself, but it kind of gives a misnomer to what this text actually is saying. Because it's not just, Lord, I long to worship you and longer, Lord. No. There's a desperation that is there. There's a desperation that is there that is saying, God, if I don't get to you, I'm going to lose it. If I don't get to you, I'm going to fall to pieces. If I don't get to you, I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to manage. I got to get to you. I'm desperate to get to you. Is there anybody on the line tonight who knows what I'm talking about? Who can feel where I am tonight? Look again at what Psalm 42 says. As the deer longs for the flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. I'm desperate. I'm heavy. I'm heavy. I'm depressed. I'm lost in my heaviness. He says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God, When shall I come and behold the face of God? Look what he says. He starts to expound on his pain. He starts to expound on his desperation. He starts to expound on his depression. He says, my tears have been my food. I'm in a dark space. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, where is your God? In other words, I've got to be subjugated to scoffers, people who look and point and know my situation and know my circumstance and begin to say, where is your God? Look at you. Look at you, child of God. Look at you, believer. Why aren't things working out for you? Why aren't things turned around for you? Why haven't you been healed yet? Why aren't you walking in victory yet? Why aren't you walking in prosperity yet? Look at them looking and pointing. Look at them snickering and laughing, saying, where is your God? Imagine what that does to a person who has faith. Imagine what that does to a person who's trying to hold on. Imagine what that does to an individual who has put their confidence in God only for people to look and to point their finger and say, well, by now, by now, by now. Oh, but sisters and brothers, if you're not careful, it'll have you looking down. It'll have you looking down. It'll have you doubting. It'll have you feeling hopeless. It'll have you feeling helpless. It'll have you feeling like there is no future. It'll have you feeling like there is no coming out. There's no coming over. There's no coming through. Where is your God? Look at what verse 4 says. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of the Lord with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. You know, you're trying to keep it up, trying to keep up the worship, trying to keep up the praise, but it's hard. Can I get anybody that wants to admit that tonight with me, that wants to confess that tonight with me? It's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult to keep going when you feel like giving up. It's hard to keep going when you feel like throwing in the towel, when all of the results and all of the proof and evidence is pointing toward your resignation and pointing toward your backsliding and pointing toward your going the other direction. All of the evidence points toward a demise. All of the proof points toward a depression. All of the proof points toward a decline. But then he begins to switch it up on us here. He says that there is a question that he has to ask himself. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Do you see that position? Down. Down. Why are you so down? And why are you disquieted within? Why are you so disgruntled? Why are you so angry? Why are you so hopeless? Look what he says. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. In other words, I've got a responsibility to switch this around. I am feeling down. I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling depressed. I am vexed. I am just sorrowful within. I'm grieved for not only myself, but for those around me. It just looks like humanity in a whole is becoming unhinged and disheveled. And it just seems like everybody is just all over the map, and it's grieving. It's grieving to see so much sadness. And I don't know about you, but sadness will make you sad. Yes, it will. Sadness will bring you into a heaviness. And before you know it, you're feeling all down. You can't find the energy, the strength. You can't seem to perk up in your day. You just don't feel it. You just don't feel it. It's Monday and I just don't feel it. Tomorrow's Tuesday and I'm just not feeling it. I got some things I gotta do by Thursday and I'm just over it. I'm just out of it. Is there anybody here know what I'm talking about? Well, tonight I want to share with you that you have a responsibility to guess what? Look up. It's time to look up. Why should you be cast down? Why should you be so disgruntled and disquieted within? Hope in God. Remember the God of your salvation. Remember that He is the giver of light and life. Remember that He is the lifter of your head. Remember that He is the provider. He is the one who steps in, and every last one of your situations must come subject. Remember that His name is so powerful that every knee in the earth, above the earth, underneath the earth must bow, and every tongue must confess the lordship at the mention of His name. He is God, the double-breasted one, the I am that I am. Remember who He is. He is the healer. He is the balm in Gilead. He is the physician. He is the one that we look to. He is the one that causes us to live, move, and have our being. Remember Him. Hope in Him, that when you don't have anything else tangible to hold on to hope in Him. Turn your affection, turn and set your sights. Look what the word of the Lord says. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. The deep now calls to the deep. I'm calling to you, my prayer partners, because we got some praying to do. And we can't pray from a down position. We can't pray from a depressed position. We can't pray from a hopeless position. The God that we are approaching can turn any situation around at any given moment. I'm telling you, any given moment, that storm can turn around. Those results can turn around. That outcome can turn around. The God that we serve can cause you to recover that which has been lost. He will make fools out of scoffers, those that pointed their finger, snickered, and laughed. God will turn it around and cause them to eat their words. That's who your God is. Hope in Him. Hope in Him. Put your confidence in Him. He is your help. The sun shall not smite thee by day, the moon shall not smite thee by night. He shall preserve you. Your soul shall be preserved. You need to know that He is your help tonight. He's our help. He is a present help in the time of trouble. He's our refuge. Yes, He is. He's our fortress. Those that dwell underneath His shadow dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. They are there under the protection of His wings. He is our shield, our buckler. He is the one that grants us and we live. He is the one that permits us and we die. He is in control of it all. There is never a time that you are coming into a worship, a prayer setting where you are going before a God that is not in control. He is always in control. We're going before God tonight. And as we're going before God, we're going with hope. Any situation, any circumstance, any criteria, any curriculum, any system, any storm, I'm telling you, it can turn around. Any crisis, any chaos, it can turn around. Look up. Look up. The Bible tells us to look up, for our redemption draws nigh. It draws nigh. He's closer to us now than we have ever seen before. Look up. You can't see Him because you're looking in the wrong direction. My God, you got to shift your direction. Look up. Be intentional about your energy. Be intentional about what you entertain. Be intentional about what you discuss. Be intentional about what you read. Be intentional about what you meditate on. Be intentional about what you allow into your space. Look up. Sisters and brothers, never before have I felt such an urgency to talk on this wise. Look up. Look up. Look up. It's not as grim as you think it is. It's not, all hope is not lost. Oh, no. Look up. Look up. Look up, look up. He's calling for us to shift the direction of our view. Change where you're looking. Change what you're looking at. Look up. Every circumstance is going to work together according to the good. That's a guarantee that we have in the word of the Lord. Though many be the afflictions of the righteous, our God will deliver us from them all. That's the guarantee that we have in the word of the Lord. Look up, look up, look up. Be not deceived. God is not mock. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Look up. You've got too much to look forward to be looking down. Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted within? Look up. Look up. Change your view. Change your view. There are so many who are locked in tonight, and I'm excited to have you on tonight. There are about 110 between our Zoom and our conference line, and I want you to know that God is doing something in this year, but we're going to have to look up. That way, we'll be able to see him as he's moving, see him as he is, see him in the truth of his power, to see him in the power of his resurrection. You're going to have to look up. You're going to have to stop all this down talk and all this beat up talk and all this helpless talk. You're going to have to stop all this hopeless talk. You're going to have to look up. I know things are going on in your family, but look up. I know things are going on with your health, but look up. I know finances are not where you want them to be, but look up. I'm telling you, because you can miss your shift if you're looking down. You are not paying attention where your focus ought to be. You ought to begin to tell yourself right now, look up. Yes, I want you to tell yourself. Those of you on Zoom, tell yourself, I see Tawana has already done it. I want those of you on Zoom, tell yourself to look up. Those of you on our conference line, tell yourself, look up. Make that thing audible. Tell yourself, tell yourself. Darius, look up. Come on, tell yourself. Call your name. Call your name out and tell yourself to look up. Because the enemies that you have seen today, you will see them again no more forever. Don't you start all that giving up. Don't you start all of that throwing in the towel. Don't you start all of that. You change the narrative. You change the perspective. You change the dynamics of your lingo. You look up. You look up. I still have hope. Yes, I still have hope. I have a blessed hope. That I have a blessed future. I have a future that's been guaranteed. I have hope. And though I may have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not gonna fear no evil. God is with me. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm excited tonight to pray for you. I believe God is going to do something tremendous in your life as we look up. That's what we're going to be dealing with this month in our partnership. I want you to increase your faith this month. I want you to increase your faith because so much is going on. And I'm telling you, it just looks like the enemy wants us to be down. He wants us to be depressed. He wants us to be depleted and drained of all energy and drained of all strength. You better store your strength up because your victory is going to require your push. Your victory is going to require your energy. Your victory is going to require your strength. You better stop all this looking down and you better start looking up. No more looking down. I'm looking up. I choose to look up. My Redeemer lives, and in my flesh I shall see God. Well, we've got a praise report to share with you tonight, and I want to go right on ahead and leap into that and share with you our praise report, our first praise report for 2025. And I know that there are going to be so many more as we go through this year. Well, this praise report comes from our overseer Nixon, our overseer Bridget Nixon, who is my mom. She said there is a praise report for my mother, Ernestine Robinson. My family and I thank God for our healer for bringing her through this serious medical procedure that saved her life. Continue to keep her in prayer as she recovers. God is good. She goes on to say, thank you, Bishop, for being a man of prayer. And recently, I haven't been feeling well. Went for a checkup a few days after the checkup, received a call from the doctor, very concerned of something they've seen. My faith got low, still not feeling well. I held on to the mustard seed faith, went back for the doctor to tell me there is nothing there. Through my family and your prayer, God is truly amazing. I can truly say he is a healer. Thank you for your prayers, Bishop. Keep me on your altar. Well, we thank God, amen, for the victory report for both my mother and my grandmother. God is yet healing. You see what I mean when I tell you that he comes close to home, but you gotta look up. I still believe God. Thank God for that victory report, and thank God for the strength that he continues to give to my family. And I'm gonna tell you, even when things happen close to home, you still must be the man and woman of God for even those that are closest to you. You've got to be the man and woman of God. Continue to pray for your family. Thank God for the victory. My prayers are going to continuously be with Martin Merced, amen, Diane Harsh, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Rosalinda Archbold, Richard Tarua, Jacqueline McFarlane, amen, Sandra Morris, Michelle Tarua, Nyasha Cooper, Shaquana Johnson, Elizabeth Harewood, Bernice Jones, Meriden Taj Mileti Freeman, Benita Clark, Johnny Stafford, Shador Williams, Lorraine Williams, Verna Simmons, Rochelle Maxwell, Ruth Aileen, Sharima Abdullah, Derek Dominic, Renee McClinton-Smichael, Latoya Nugent, Shanika Muniz, Celeste Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Patricia Prelu, Justin Mack, Redonia Johnson, Chanel Kelly, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Diamond Smichael, Amani Madison, Gwendolyn Quinn, Kikamon Rockmore, Janet Durbin, Kimberly Wright, Benita Thompson, Deborah Johnson. We are praying so earnestly for those of you who are here. I want you to know that God is going to do the miraculous. And I know that power belongs to God. Come now and let us pray. But tonight, as we pray, I want you to join me looking up. Let's look up in our prayer. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we thank you. We honor you. Thank you, firstly, Lord, for another year. Thank you for how you have kept us. Thank you for how you have preserved us and sustained us. Thank you for how you have not allowed the enemy to have rulership and dominion over us. Thank you that you still have us wedged and lodged in the hollow of your hand. We are there. We are there, and your hand is over our lives. Your hand is over the lives of those connected to us. For you declared that you would save us and our households. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord, we declare you Lord and ruler of all, captain and bishop of our souls. Thank you, Father, for your leadership. Thank you, Father, for your creativity. Thank you for your genius. Thank you for all that you have been and all that you are and all that you will be. Thank you for introducing yourself in various sectors and phases of our lives. Thank you for being the Father. Thank you for being the love. Thank you for being all that we need, that joy, that peace, that happiness. Thank you for being that leaning post, that wonderful counselor. Thank you for being our mighty God. Thank you for being our parliament. You are the decision maker. You turn the heart of kings. You are the Lord of all, and we honor you, and we praise you, and we bless you. Father, this night is a special night as we pray, God, that our hope be restored. We pray for the lifting that can only happen in your presence. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We come before you boldly, asking for a lifting. We need a lifting tonight, a lifting in our spirit, a lifting in our soul, a lifting in our mind, a lifting for our heart. Father, lift us tonight. There's a lifting from the depth, from the depths of darkness. Lift us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Cause that light to emerge from underneath the ashes, my God, of our lives. We pray tonight. We pray tonight for deliverance, for breakthrough, for freedom. We pray, oh God, that we are uplifted out of the horrible pit, wherever life has landed us. Whatever has been transpiring and unleashed against us, lift us. We need that lifting. Protect, cover, guide, lead in the name of the Lord Jesus. My God, if you would be so kind as to honor our efforts as we seek after your presence. Somebody tonight, oh God, has been in a low place. Somebody tonight, oh God, has been in a state where they have not understood all that has been transpiring. They've not been able to comprehend. They've not been able, oh God, to understand completely all that has been going on in their lives. But Father, you are our dwelling place. You are the rock in the weary land. You are the one that we turn to where there is no understanding. You said that if any of us were to lack wisdom, we could ask it of you. Tonight, we ask for this wisdom. We ask for this understanding. Teach us to know the times, the sensitivity of the times. Help us to extract every lesson that we need to learn and know out of life. Father, I thank you that we are not moving aimlessly. I thank you that we are not moving without cause and without purpose. I thank you that you are yet with us, that you are yet strengthening us, that you are yet building us up. I thank you because the enemy of our soul is defeated. I pray now against depression. I pray now against sadness. I pray now against the spirit of misery that would seek to burden your people, over overwhelm them and take them out completely. I thank you that nothing shall be able to eradicate your people, to obliterate your people. You are bringing us, oh God, into a new place of strength. Thank you for building us up. Thank you for building us up on every leaning side, wherever our faith has been challenged and even compromised. Thank you for building us up. Rebuild the walls. Rebuild the walls of faith in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, release to us the strategy. My God, the strategies that we need in order to go forward, to forge forward, full throttle. We thank you now for a full speed ahead. We thank you now that our faith has been resuscitated, that our faith even has been rehabilitated. We are coming alive for recovery and recuperation. We thank you that now, God, the warriors are rising, the strong faith generals are rising. Prayer warriors, prophets, we are rising. We are rising to declare your goodness in the earth. We are rising to shift atmospheres. We are rising to change agendas, dark agendas. I pray that even as you order our steps and as we enter into different spaces and rooms, that we begin to shift the atmosphere in every space and room where there was gloom and sadness and grief and depression. My God, as we come into the room, let the anointing rest resonate from us. Let it resonate and be, my God, contagious. Let the glory of the Lord begin to lift every dark shadow out of every room and cause the light of your goodness, the light of your glory, my God, to resonate and shine bright in the lives of those that we come into contact. We bind the hand of Satan, every dark and evil plot and agenda. We bind it now and we declare your goodness, Lord. Let your goodness goodness, let your goodness take over. Let your goodness bombard. Let your goodness overwhelm. Let your goodness, my God, be so heavy that it burdens us. We don't mind being buried beneath your goodness. Whatever you want to do with your goodness, sprinkle it all over our lives. Let every area of our life, my God, have a piece of your goodness to testify to the world around us. God, let the light shine. Turn on the beacon and let the light shine. We thank you that we're now looking up. It's been difficult. It's been challenging. It's been hard, but we've made a decision tonight to look up. We're looking up despite sickness. We're looking up despite confusion. We're looking up despite calamity. We're looking up despite turbulence. Thank you for an ability to look up and to see you. My God, we see you in a new way. We see you in a new light. We bless your holy name. Give us exactly what we need for the day that we are in. We thank you. New strength, new cells, new blood, new organs. We thank you now. New skin, my God, my God, my God. New sinews, new tissue, new muscles. We thank you. We thank you for the new this year, 2025. Give us the new in the name of the Lord Jesus. We request this. We request this. We ask it in your name, your name, your name, your name. Let people remember, my God, your name, your name, your name, your name. My God, where there was supposed to be tragedy, turn it around, God. Give someone an extension. Give someone an extension for your glory, for your name's sake, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you that sadness cannot remain. My God, there's a lifting. Mario Bashanda, depression cannot remain. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. We're walking in the lifting, and we thank you now. We thank you for the power, my God, that comes in this lifting, and we give you glory. My God, let there be testimony on top of testimony. Let the people tell of your goodness everywhere. My God, show yourself mighty and strong. We call forth miracles, signs, and wonders. We declare it to be so. It is so. It is so. New direction for this new year. New instruction for this new year. New obedience for this new year. We decree it. We declare it. New steps for this new year. We're looking up and we're not turning back. We're not turning around. We're looking up, trusting you the entire step of the way. Continue to have your way in our lives. You get the glory, honor, and praise. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we say thank you. Hey. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we say we adore you. My God, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we say we love you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Come now, saints, and let's lift up the name of the Lord all over the Zoom platform, all over the conference line. Come on and let's lift up the Lord. Let's lift him up. Let's lift him up. He's worthy. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Come on and let's lift him. Let's lift him. Let's lift him. Let's lift him. And as we lift him, he's causing us to look up. Yes, as we lift him, that look up, that lifting is happening for us. It is so in Jesus' name. It is so in Jesus' name. It's so for you. It's so for your household. It's so. It's so for everything that pertaineth to you. It is so. And we honor you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, Candidiosia. We praise you, Lord. It is so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Saints of God, this will be a tremendous year. And I'm going to tell you why. We are taking on the responsibility of looking up. Do we have reason to be sad? Yes. Do we have legitimate, plausible cause to be disgruntled? Absolutely. But just imagine how powerful it is when you make a decision, despite the justifiable cause, despite the legitimate reason that you have to be depressed. Think of how more authentic that decision is to look up. Yes, I could be sad. Yes, I could join the miserable. Yes, I could. I could beat them complaining. I wouldn't just meet them complaining. I would beat them complaining. But here's the wonderful thing about it. I choose to look up. Can we declare that tonight before we dismiss this call tonight? Let's declare it. I choose to look up. That has to be your choice. And I want you to stick to that choice this year. I want you to remember that choice, and I want you to stick to that choice because guess what? Things become automatic through consistency. Through consistency, I choose to look up. I will consistently look up. I'm going out of this earth one day looking up. I'm not looking down. I refuse to look down. I choose to look up. That's where my Redeemer is. That's where my help comes from. Look up to the hills. Yes, hallelujah. That's where my help comes from. Look up. That's where he is. He's in the up. And that's where we're looking tonight. That's where we're looking this year. I choose to look up. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Please don't look down. Look up. They always tell you when you're at a high height and you're climbing or you're walking at a height, that a height that is abnormal. They tell you the first thing they tell the person is, don't look down. Well, that's what I'm sharing with all of you tonight. Whatever you do, don't you dare look down. Keep on looking up. Until next time, have an amazing week. Remember that I am joining you on the morning boost this week at 7 a.m. I am praying with the church every morning at 7 a.m. this week. So please join me as we continue to look up. God bless. Good night.